just say yes.
Look to Jesus.
I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, I gotta have you, oh Lord.
It's Real Gospel with the X-Men. Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Men.
Family to the fastest growing syndicated gospel show heard all over the world. And you know what? You're just in time for the Jones Boys. I like this song. It's called Lord Be Pleased. Yeah, turn your radios up. I'm the X-Man and this is Real Gospel.
I've been redeemed. Lord, be pleased.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have brothers, not brothers from another mother, but brothers in a spiritual sense, brothers in the gospel, brothers in the struggle, as we all continue to lift up the bloodstained banner for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Jones Boys. Yeah, two brothers. Hey, welcome to Real Gospel.
How you doing, X? What's going on?
Hey,
thanks for having us, bro.
I'm excellent. It's an honor and a pleasure having you on. I'm loving the song, Lord Be Pleased. And so I want to start this program off like I normally start with my artists. And that is, where are you from? And tell the listeners how the Jones Boys first got introduced to Christ.
Wow. Well, the Lord Be Pleased is how we got started, is really in church, and our father's a pastor. And, you know, just kind of the story that a lot of PKs, you know, just learned and grew in church and sang very early, had a lot of influences in our local community in Brooklyn, New York. Timothy Wright was a major influence on us, the godfather of gospel music. Influenced us a great deal, Hezekiah Walker. So we were in a hotbed, a community where, you know, gospel was just, you know, the exciting thing to do. And it was just amazing, the talent that was surrounding us. So we had, not only in our local church, but, you know, in the community, you know, we learned a whole lot. James Hall, Worship and Praise. So, you know, from a very early age of being in the church, you know, we were reared and kind of, you know, learned and was nurtured to do what we do today. So this is just a byproduct of all the influences, both in our local church, but also in our greater community as well.
All right. So, oh, by the way, that we have Earl Jones and William Bootsy Jones. Who was that we just heard from?
This is Earl Jones.
Okay, that was Earl. Okay, just so the listeners know who's whom. Okay. Okay. Well, Bootsy, you wanted to, can I call you Bootsy? Should I call you William? Should I call you WJ? What should I call you?
Bootsy's cool, man. That's what Bootsy's fine.
Is that what they call you?
Yeah, you know, I know. Yeah, I know someone knows me by which name they call me. So
you know what? I know exactly how you
they
feel.
They call me William. I'm like, you know, who are you? Yeah. What is your intentions?
yeah, I know. I know how you feel. You wear many hats. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, so you all are PKs, and so is your father still here? Is he still with us?
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, very much so.
Still vibrant and at the top of his game.
Okay. Is he still pastoring?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, give a shout out to the church and the address and the service times.
Oh, no question. First Calvary Baptist Church in Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, 953 Putnam Avenue, King Ralph and Howard. So if you're ever in the area in Brooklyn, come check us out.
Wow. You know, I was born and raised in Bed-Stuy.
Really?
Right?
Yeah. My father owned, we moved away when I was 15 to Athens, Georgia, but I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, New Bedford. I went to St. Peter Claver, and then I also PS 54, and I ended up going to New Bedford. And then I later was going to go to Bishop Lachlan, which is when we moved. And so my home church in New York is New Canaan Missionary Baptist Church. Yeah. So
I'm not sure.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you know. Okay.
Yeah. That's right down the block, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We
good friend of ours.
Okay. Yeah. Tell him. Oh, X. He probably does not remember me. He had just transitioned into being the pastor. When I left, Pastor Cunningham had passed away. And so he had just transitioned into being the pastor. He didn't want it for anything in the world. I don't want a pastor. But eventually, he had to say yes. So, yeah, he's been there ever since. That's normally how it happens.
I don't know if you know this, but he just retired.
Wow.
They had a huge celebration. So that's a great church, great ministry there.
Wow. I've got a friend that I keep in touch with in Brooklyn. Her name is Kenya Johnson. And so I want to make sure I reach out to her and let her know. I'm sure she does know, though, because, you know, I think she might be at your church. She's at a church somewhere in that community, but I'll find out where she is and tell her to check you all out. Yeah.
Great.
So let's talk about this CD project, man. It is called Lord Be Pleased. And so what was the inspiration in the music, and what can we expect from the CD project?
Oops.
Yeah. Well, you know, the you know, the inspiration behind the project is that, you know, Earl and I are both worshipers at heart, and we love to just be in the presence of the Lord, you know, and worship, and using our gifts to promote worship, to, you know, engage in it, to you know, call God's presence in the atmosphere. So, you know, that's something that is second nature to us, you know, and we wanted to be able to represent that on a record, on a song. And that, you know, the vision for the rest of the album, you know, has been in alignment with that. And, you know, this album that we're working on is, there's a lot of variability far as style, far as, you know, the approach on the songs. And so there's a lot of worship songs and CCM Christian songs, and, you know, and then we're true to our roots as well. We have a lot of gospel down home songs, and so, you know, we're really excited about the variability on the record, and the ability to connect with worshipers, praisers, people who are going through things. There's a lot of encouraging aspects to the record, and we're really excited about it. You know, it's really a reflection of and a timetable, really a reflection of the timetable of our, you know, upbringing, and you know, and our time in the church. So it's, you know, a reflection of who we are, you know, displayed, represented on a body of artistry.
You know, it seemed like I heard did someone go to school for vocal training or classical music training or something? It just seemed like there's some, I heard that some type of training or some type of schooling in your voice. Did someone go to school for that or some training for that?
No, not really. no, we can't claim we went to Juilliard or anything like that, I think. All of what we have learned has been on-the-job training and being mentored by people who, you know, took the time to, you know, show us how, whether it was, you know, how to play the piano or just vocal training. So, again, you know, we had some gifted people. So we can't say that, you know, we had the formal classical in-class training, although, you know, we have been mentored. You know, the best type of apprenticeship is not only theory, but it's also practice. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've been fortunate enough to not only kind of deal with the theory in terms of, you know, what to do, but we've had significant practice just in terms of, you know, the successes, the challenges, growing, learning from our mistakes, you know, learning for how to lead people into worship, you know, understanding the nuances of each type of denomination, you know, to kind of discern the atmosphere and how do you usher people into the presence of God. I mean, those are the things that you learn not only in theory, but you learn by being in the midst of people and with much, you know, prayer. So, you know, again, we've been fortunate enough not to necessarily have the classical training, but the informal training that has, you know, really borne a lot of fruit for us.
Yep.
Amen. You know, I know it's been a while since I've been to New York, so maybe you all don't have the problem that I've seen around different places. But, you know, people who are showing up late for the praise and worship aspect of service, y'all probably don't have that issue up there. You know, folks just sort of showing
well,
up at different
times. We used to have it, man.
Yeah?
You know, when they had we call it devotion.
Uh-huh.
You know, the deacons would get up there and they would have testimony service.
That's right.
You know, and that was great, I think, you know, in this era. And I still love it to a certain extent. However, you know, what would happen is that people would come to church right before the preacher would preach and, you know, maybe a little song, you know, before the preacher preached. And so, you know, what we tried to do was, because we have a very diverse, you know, congregation, is try to, you know, create something where people will, you know, get songs and it'll be exciting for, you know, the different generations, not only just the young people, but for my senior saints as well. So you got to, you know, deal with the menu and do it in such a way that, you know, people will want to come early. And so, you know, we've been fortunate that, you know, when service starts, people are there, it's packed. And they know that they come, you know, they're going to get something and they don't want to miss it. So, you know, we've been blessed in that regard.
Wow. That's a word for someone right there, because you know, I ask that of people, anyone who I know that has a role to play with praise and worship. I always like for them to elaborate on it, because it is important. It's important, and I'm sort of addressing the listeners all over the country, all over the world, that praise and worship is important. It for a number of reasons, but for this particular reason, the people who are getting up, preparing the atmosphere for you, they're ministering, and so, you know, show up for them. Don't discount them and what they do, you know?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, because we come into church with so much stuff, man. We you know, our baggage from the week, the challenges, the thoughts that we have, the stresses of life, the, you know, things that we're thinking about once we leave church, we got to deal with. So it's hard for us to ourselves in order to receive God. So praise and worship is the medium, the conduit that allows you to take off that baggage and allows you to focus and prepare your heart to receive what God is saying. So, you know, it's amazing privilege to get people to focus, you know, and to recenter and give God a priority and allow yourself that space and opportunity to really encounter God so that God can do what he does best.
Amen. Amen. Listen, fellas, I'm almost out of time. I want to encourage the people to support you and your ministry. You've had some great inspirational people in your life. The Reverend Timothy Wright, the late Reverend Timothy Wright, James Hall. He's been a guest on this program twice over before. Brooklyn Brother. Also, you know, the Bishop Hezekiah Walker and countless other people, I suspect, have played a role in your progression. Anybody else you want to give a shout out to?
Oh man, just you know, all of Brooklyn, and I mean, there's so many. You just, you know, named some, you know, iconic artists from the area, but there, you know, also, you know, other artists who are not as notarized and who have been, you know, so influential. There's just a whole, you know, gospel community in within Brooklyn that's just it's major. It's huge, and you know, so we're really grateful for our community because, you know, that's where we kind of, you know, was able to develop and learn and grow. So, I mean, just everybody from Brooklyn, man. We just happy to be a, you know, a part of the movement.
Yeah, Brooklyn, stand up.
That's it.
Do or die, Bed-Stuy. Oh, yeah. Man, the memories. Look, my brothers, I really appreciate you all being a guest on Real Gospel, the one and only Jones Brothers, the Jones Boys, Earl Jones Jr., William Bootsy Jones. Please support their music. Please support their ministry. How can the listeners get more information about you and the CD Project?
Yeah, we're on social media, _ the Jones Boys at you know, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. We're also, you know, iTunes, and our single "Lord Be Pleased" is available now on iTunes, Amazon, and all digital distributors. And we're just so excited to share this body of work with God's people.
All right. You have our support from all of us here at Real Gospel. And if there's anything that we can ever do to continue to support your music, please do not hesitate to reach out to me, my brothers, okay?
Thank you, X-Men. Yeah, we really appreciate it, the opportunity, man, to share.
You're welcome. Thanks for spending time with us on Real Gospel. Okay, let's see. I'm going through my list of traditional gospel songs for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour. This one, yeah, that's a good one. This one, yeah, y'all would love this one too. This one, I know you would love this one. Wow. You know what time it is, right? It's just about that time for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour. I just need you to stick around, and we'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.